Please turn to page 98 in the sitter. What we're going to do is, we discussed yesterday, last week, an overview of davening, and I want to just do a little bit of misdirection in terms of what we're going to do on Tuesdays. We're going to learn just straight from the sitter itself. Rav Shlomo Volbe writes, and we learned this last week, that the most powerful Torah Shebaal Peh Sefer that we have is the Siddur itself. The Siddur was written by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, by people that had Nevuah, right? And it's a Sefer that's just not learned as a learning tool, right? We use the Siddur always, right? So many, right? Rabbi Steinsaltz writes in his Sefer on Tefillah that this is the book that everybody has in their homes. Every Jewish person has a Siddur in their homes, right? Whether they have a Gemara, they don't have a Gemara. Maybe they do have a Gemara, but the Gemara might not even be used. Unfortunately, in some people's homes, the sitter is used. The sitter is used. Whether it's people use it once a week, they use it every day. I think probably every Jew has a sitter in their home. What type of sitter? But this is something powerful about the sitter itself. So we're going to learn, just go through, learn together. Again, share. What are your thoughts on the different tefillos? I'll share some insights on the brachos of davening and Shmoneh Esrei. We're on page 98 in the Art Scroll Sitter, and let's learn it together. Let's learn it as if we were learning a pasuk in Chumash, as if we're learning a Gemara. Let's learn it together. So, I'll begin with one of my biggest pet peeves. When the Chazan gets up to Davin Shmoneh Esrei and say Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan should begin with the words Hashem Sosai Tiftach Ufi Agito Secha out loud. Out loud. Those words are part of Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that these words were added later, right? But they were added to Shmoneh. They're part of Tefillah. They're considered part of Tefillah. The halacha is that when you say Ga'al Yisrael in the morning, you have to begin Shmoneh Esrei right away. You have to be Somech Gula L'Tefillah. The Gemara says, how can you be Somech Gula L'Tefillah if there's a pasuk here? So, because this pasuk, the Gemara says, is part of davening itself. It's really a six-word introduction to all of tefillah itself. Hashem, sosai tiftach, ufi yagid tehila sacha. Hashem, open up my mouth so that I can, right, praise you. I can share the praises. Therefore, it's not a halach, it's not a hefsek. If it's the beginning of davening, so when the chazan begins, chazar sashatz, by Shachris, begin with Hashem Sosai Tiftach. At Mincha, Chazan should begin with Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Right? It's a pet peeve of mine, and I don't always remember. I don't ever want to announce it sometimes, because then I feel like the person that maybe didn't do it, I'm picking on them. I'm not. A lot of people don't do it. But then I forget, because davening goes, and then davening's over, and everybody's running, including myself.
Also, individual Shmoneh Esrei also.
You should begin with this, yeah, 100%, yeah.
So, when do you take the steps? Yeah. Also, I think a lot of people don't know that.
So I'll tell you, take the steps. Let's talk about the steps. Thank you. So, let's talk about the steps. So, I think, also, something that I don't know if I asked my daughters if they learned this, but I learned in school something that was incorrect. I always learned, there's six, right? There's Hashem, Sosai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehila, six words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? Three sets back, three sets forward.
Not right.
Incorrect. It's incorrect. Halachically, you don't need to take three steps back. You need to take three steps forward into your Shmoneh Esrei. Why do we take three steps back? Because very often we're in shul, we don't have space to take three steps forward. So the three steps back are practical.
Set up for the three.
To so set up.
Like, the three steps forward.
You're nervous, you're doubting to Hashem, yeah. And then you go forward.
So it's a nice thing to do, because some people do it by Tihilos Lekel Elyon, right? You take these, and that like really sets your mood, right? Someone said a mashal, it's like you're going for a very important business meeting. So when you're in the elevator going up to the meeting, like, making sure your tie's on straight, right? Old woman's blouse is set up. Okay, everything's good, my presentation. And then the elevator door opens and you take the three steps, you know, into the meeting, into the Shmoneh Esrei.
Three steps back look like you're insulting because you're walking away from Hashem.
Okay, you're right. So,
I do it.
You know, Maker Hadin, it's not necessary. It's not. It's nice. It's not necessary. It's really about the three steps forward.
And the Pasuk is said during the three steps.
No, it's not. That's also another misconception.
Let people
No, you, only when you're in Shemoneh Esrei, meaning three steps forward, and then say, Hashem Susay Tiftach, Ufi Yagit Yilasach. Okay? And, okay? So, good. That's what we're doing here. That's what we're doing here.
No, but I actually learned about it in Stern, like 48 years ago, whatever it was, I think it's less actually.
Yeah. Nobody's counting. No, but so, but it's the beginning of davening. So when you're not, when you're still taking the three steps, you're not davening yet. It's only when you get there. Why do we take, why, we'll get to the pasuk in a second, but why do we take three steps forward? The Rama quotes the Rokeach, no, sorry, quotes the Rikanti, who says that the word Vayigash appears three times in the Torah and Tanakh. It appears many more times than three times, but in three times in a special context. The first is Vayigash of the Parsha, right? Parsha's Vayigash is Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda is approaching Yosef to save and defend his brother, okay? In next week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, Avraham is Vayigash. Who is Vayigash towards? Hashem. In tefillah, praying for the people of Sodom. And there's a third Vayigash, and that is by Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. Eliyahu Navi lived in a time of tremendous idol worship, and he challenged the idol worshippers, the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the prophets of Baal, to a duel, so to speak. He brought two korbanos to Har Hermon, and he set up a mizbeach, and he said, okay, you could choose which animal you want. You could bring the korban, I'll bring a korban. Their korban didn't work. And then when he brought his korban, he said, Hashem, make it rain. It rained. And then, right, and then it was very wet. And then Hashem brought down a fire and burnt up the korban, showing Hashem who, and then what did the people said after that? Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem hu Elokim. That's why we say the Shemoneh Esrei. This is the ultimate recognition of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Many of the Nevi'ei HaBaal switched sides at that time because they saw and recognized who is in charge. It's a capital C, right? So the, and there in that context it says Vayigash. So says the Rama, it says Vayigash three times: Yehuda, Avraham, and by Eliyahu. But they really represent three different reasons why we daven and what we're davening for. Yehuda is davening for Binyamin approaching Yosef. Why we approach Hashem to daven for brothers and sisters, right? Achinu kol beis Yisrael. Avraham is davening for the people who don't even know, right? We're davening for the whole world. We're davening for people, whether it's the literal sinners, right? That's what Sodom was. The Nebuchs, the people that are left off, the people don't care about. And we're davening for those as well. And third, we're davening for Kavod Hashem. We're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself more in this world. There's more of a connection, relationship, and engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world itself. Those are three approaches to tefillah. Yeah.
What's the pasuk for Eliyahu? He's approaching what?
Vayigash Eliyahu. I'm not sure exactly.
Carbon,
towards Hashem. Daven Hashem, that the korban is accepted, is meratzah. So that's what we're doing when we approach tefillah, and then we say this pasuk. So this pasuk comes from Sefer Tehillim. Turn to the back for a second, just to understand the context of this pasuk. It's very, very important to understand what this pasuk is. Turn to page 1008. Sorry, in the back of the sidurim. And you'll see where this pasuk comes from. It comes from Perek Nun Aleph in Tehillim. David HaMelech said this, but there's a context. There's a context to every Perek of Tehillim that we say. Every single Perek of Tehillim has a context, has a story, has a backstory. There's something going on, and so much of it is related to David HaMelech's life. The ups and downs, the challenges, the vicissitudes of his life itself. So when did David HaMelech say, Hashem Sosai Tiftachu Fi Yagid Osecha? When did he say, right, all of David's life was a life of Tehilos Hashem, praising Hashem. That's all of Tehillim. So what made this one unique? So the parak begins, Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Bivo Elav Nasan HaNavi. When did this happen? It was when Nasan HaNavi came to David. Every single king had a personal prophet that was able to give them the right amount of Musar, the right amount of rebuke. David HaMelech was no different. David's personal prophet was Nasan. Okay? Nasan came to him when Kasher Ba'el Batsheva. Okay, I remember Zishirim. Okay? When I was with Batsheva. Okay? There's a big discussion as to a big scandal that David HaMelech did, a big mistake by taking Batsheva and sending Uriah to the front lines. Ultimately, Uriah died, and he took Batsheva as a wife. David and Batsheva had a child. That child died within 7 days of its being born. David and Melch became very despondent, and then they had another child whose name was Shlomo, right? And but David did was very, very murky, and Nasan in Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Shmuel Beis gave him serious rebuke. David didn't recognize what he did was wrong until Nasan came to him and David said, Chatasi Lashem, I messed up. So, Chatasi Lashem, I messed up. That's all we get from the Navi. But the Tehillim is like a footnote to that Pasuk. Tehillim gives us a greater expression of what David HaMelech was saying. And this is it. Chaneni Elokim kichastecha kirov rechamecha mecheb she'i asher yizdabni Hashem to erase my sin. I apologize. Hashem, forgive me. Have compassion. Have mercy for me. And you'll look and you'll go on. And it's a deep expression of remorse, regret, recognition of a chait that he did, mistake. Right? One famous pasuk in here that we, in addition to the one we have, is Al tashlicheni milfanecha. When do we say that? Shema Koleinu, right? All over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, during Slichos. Hashem, don't cast me aside. This is David HaMelech saying something very real. I messed up, but you know, don't kick me out of the house. You know, let me come back. And then towards the end, he says, Hashem sesai tiftach, ufi yagid tihilasacha. Hashem, open up. Open up my mouth, and let me sing praises to you. So why do we say this pasuk? Why do we say this? This is what the rabbis want. This is the intro pasuk. David was with somebody else's wife. That's the pasuk we should be reminded of. What's David really saying? David's saying, I feel like a loser. I am a loser. I messed up. I made such an egregious mistake. Such a major error. Hashem, I still want to praise you. Hashem, allow me, give me the ability, be my mouthpiece to be able to sing your praises. Chazal felt that this is the appropriate pasuk because so many of us come into tefillah and we say, who am I? What can I do? Look at the way I grew up. Look at what I just did 20 minutes ago. I'm not a great davener. I'm not a great Jew. Who am I? What am I? So we're reminded. If David HaMelech can daven that way, so can we. Hashem Sosai Tiftach, open up, help me, Hashem, because I want to. Give me that chizah, give me that strength, because I want that relationship. We may not experience exactly what he did, but we have these feelings sometimes of, I can't. I'm not worthy. I'm not good. And this pasuk's there to serve as a chizuk for all of us that we can do it. Hashem wants our tefillos, and we're davening to have the ability. One of the great Hasidic Rebbe's used to say that he would daven before davening. What would he daven for? Not that they'd be accepted. Daven that I have the ability to daven. right? And that's really what it is. Hashem's like, I'm davening because I want the ability. I want the ability to daven itself. And that's how we begin. That's the framework, right? It's the framework before we get into what's going on here and the meaning of what the rabbis were thinking and why are we having avos and then gvuros and mechayim mesim and what's going on here and why these bakashos. This is the framework of how we begin our entire Shemoneh Esrei. So we'll just begin very quickly. We begin with avos, right? The first of the brachos is avos. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that why do we begin with avos? And again, it's the parshios that we're living in right now. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So why is it that that's where we begin? He says that without them, it would be inappropriate for us to daven. We only have the ability to daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu because the avos davened. To say the word, right? To go before, if you went before a king, a president, right? A dignitary. We would never refer to them by their first name. Or we would never say to them, you. Right? Maybe today.
Or even say Trump. We don't even say President Trump, right?
My students, I'm very strict on that. I think it's inappropriate. Right? I am not comparing it at all, but look at the Torah. Right? Look at the Torah and the way the Torah talks about kings. We don't speak about any of the foreign kings, the oppressive kings, with their appropriate names, right? Paro was not a name. It wasn't his name. That was just the name that was given to whoever was the leader of Egypt, right? That was a dignified and noble title that was given to him, as much as whatever he did. Well, more so everybody else. Again, the tefillah for the government. We say it because it's not about whether we believe. We live in this country. We die. It's election day today. Don't forget, okay? So the Baruch Atah Hashem, how can we say Atah Hashem? Melech Malchim Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that the matir, right? You go into, you have to go into a game. You have to give, you're going to Fiddler tomorrow. Everyone has to have a ticket. You don't have a ticket. You bought your ticket. Someone lost a ticket already. Oh boy. So
we have an extra one.
You have to give in your ticket. So what's our ticket that we give in, right, to permit us to daven? So it's Elokeinu, Elokei Avosenu, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. By saying that we are children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, they have the ability, they davened. So that's our ticket in. That's our ticket in to daven as well. They did it. They established Shachris Mincha Maariv. We have the ability to do it as well. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Next week, we'll discuss Parshas Lech Lecha. The Schus, Schus Avos. Yeah, we'll talk about Schus Avos. What that really means is Bris Avos and Schus Avos. We'll talk about that next week, and really what the words are. Gomel Chasim Tavim Kenei Kol. We'll talk all about that next week. And we'll hopefully learn together and appreciate more of what we're saying in the davening and the amazing chachma that the Rabbanim had with davening itself. Wish everybody a great day.